JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupons. See them refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or JCP.com for details.
Coming up on the Gym Class in KGYM, we will talk some Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred. We'll talk a little bit about college football practice sessions, and will Mark and I reclassify ourselves? All that coming up. Welcome in Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM at 3:04. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, coming your way from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And it's National Relaxation Day, apparently, today. Who knew? It's something every day, as we have learned, but it is National Relaxation Day. We will relax with Cal Eldred coming up a little bit later on. Plenty to talk about in Major League Baseball as rumors continue to swirl about some waiver trades. Will Verlander be headed to Houston? Looks as though that Marco Estrada may be on his way changing teams. That just coming down in the last half hour or so. We will talk about that here in just a little bit. The Kansas football coach is a little miffed today. We've got the announcing crews for CBS. They have been named today. And will Mark and I be back on a golf course or a bowling alley near you after we reclassify ourselves and change classes? So we have that to look forward to on the program here today. Also, Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. Thank you very much to Steve and everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper. We do appreciate it. That will be a 24-pack of regular or dyed Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, including a KGYM pint glass for you. We'll have your chance to win that coming up a little bit later on today. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just looking out for the massage therapist to walk in the studio.
Don't think it's going to happen,
National
man.
Relaxation Day? Come on.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But it is National Relaxation Day for whatever that means. And you can spend it however you would like to spend it out there. Taking a nice walk. Take us along with you, though, if you take a walk out there or whatever you do to relax. And we will keep you entertained for the next hour as our local sports programming block getting underway right here on KGYM. Plenty to get to. We're going to talk with Cal Eldred and talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. And some of the things to talk about, some of the news items of the day on National Relaxation Day today. Marco Estrada sounds like he is possibly could be changing teams as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, as he has passed through waivers and apparently a claim has been made, and there may be a trade consummated coming up here in the next few, at least hours, if not a day or so. And
does that involve reclassifying yourself?
It does not.
Okay.
We will get to that.
All right.
We will get to that coming up in a moment. Justin Verlander, still rumors that he is going to make it through waivers and possibly move from the Detroit Tigers. And then the red-hot home run hitting, Giancarlo Stanton. Could he be going? I don't think it's going to happen, but at least the Marlins, before they get bought by the group that includes Derek Jeter, at least they're making a splash and making a few headlines. That would be a big headline if somehow Stanton got to a contender off of the Miami Marlins.
Well, he cleared waivers, which allows the Marlins to trade him to any other team by the end of the month. Listen, Stanton's making $30 million a year. 10-year, $295 million contract. On the other hand, he's hit 22 home runs in his last 34 games. To hike his season total to 43. Of course, every team in Major League Baseball could use a Giancarlo Stanton.
True.
Do they want that contract? What would they give up for him?
Right, and that's the big question out there. And what would they have to pay him coming up, because he's going to have an astronomical contract next time around. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and the Marlins aren't going to swallow any of the contract.
Absolutely not.
That's the whole
not.
Purpose of getting rid of him in Miami.
Absolutely not. So you know, what's going to happen as far as that is concerned. We'll talk with Cal Eldred about that and other items in the world of Major League Baseball coming up in just a little bit. People are commenting on Twitter about reclassifying. Okay, if you're wondering what in the heck we are talking about, and this is becoming a term now, reclassify. And it's come up a few times over the past, 5-6 years or so. What we're talking about is a high school athlete in a particular class. Let's say they are going to be a senior this coming year. Let's just throw that out there. They will graduate with the class of 2018, going to their senior year 2017-2018. Young men, I suppose young women can do it as well, but so far I've only heard of young men doing it, can say they are going to reclassify themselves and go into college early. For example, Marvin Bagley last night made the announcement at 11 o'clock last night that he intends to enroll at Duke University. And if you know your academic institutions out there, Duke University is a very prestigious school, Mark.
You just don't walk in there.
No, you just don't show up at the door and, you know, go in and pick out your dorm room.
Unless you're a good basketball player.
Anyway, he was a number one player in the class of 2018. He wants to be a Duke Blue Devil this year. He is going to reclassify himself, and he intends to reclassify himself. NCAA has not written off on this as of yet. And just to muddy the waters even more, Bagley has transferred 3 times in his high school years so far, has taken a boatload of online courses. Come to your own conclusion as far as that is concerned. And there is a lot of speculation that the NCAA is going to scrutinize his entrance into Duke University and go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
As it should be,
which I agree with 100% out there. He is not the first one to talk about that. He is not the first one to do this. It has happened twice before in basketball. Maverick Roan was the latest to do it in 2015-2016 with North Carolina State. Didn't turn out to be a very good story. He sort of underachieved and did like so many others do, declared for the draft, and has now basically played his way out of basketball over the last couple of years. One that did it with a little bit more success was Andre Drummond. You remember him back in the University of Connecticut 2011-2012 year. He came in a year early and has gone on to do some pretty good things as far as basketball is concerned. Jim Calhoun will be getting those Division III guys to be doing that soon as he gets back into coaching perhaps and out of the broadcast booth. As Alex Kuhn pointed out to us, maybe the most known was Bryce Harper, but he did it through the baseball direction. He went into a junior college early so he can get into the Major League Baseball draft as early as possible. Does this have something to do with getting to the NBA as early as possible? Yes. Does it piggyback on how things have to change soon as far as the rules for getting into the NBA? I think so. I think it's just another set of sprinkles on top of the ice cream sundae as far as this whole ugly situation, as I try to make it beautiful out there. Portray it that way anyway, as far as the NBA draft is concerned. But we'll see. Right behind Bagley is Jonte Porter, whose brother is the number one player in this year's class, who declared to go to Missouri. He did originally say he was going to Washington, but then Lorenzo Romar left Washington. He's now going to play for the Mizzou Tigers. His brother wants to play, reclassify himself, and play with him. Mark, my question is, you know, where does this start? Where does this stop? Where does it begin? Where does it end? It used to be 20 years ago, we were dealing, especially in the state of Texas, with kids redshirting, for lack of a better term, young football players, and we're talking like grade school, early middle school in the state of Texas, so they could be bigger and stronger than their counterparts when they got to high school. That's what we were worried about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now it's getting ahead so they can get into the NBA and make some money. Where does it start? Where does it stop?
I wonder if I can reclassify myself to collect Social Security just a little bit earlier.
I want to play some golf. I think we can make a bowling team or a golf team. What do you think? I think we can.
Listen, in regards to the Bagley situation, I'd be surprised if Mike Krzyzewski and the folks at Duke haven't done their homework on this kid. He's supposed to graduate in August from a Los Angeles area high school. I'd be shocked if they haven't done their homework to see if his transcript was not in order. The NCAA Clearinghouse will take a look at it and rule whether he's eligible for Division I athletics. Duke has gone so far as to take Danny Ferry's number 35 retired jersey out of the case to give to this kid.
Because he apparently is a big fan of Danny Ferry.
Yeah.
And does Duke need a big man? He's, by the way, Bagley, 6'11", 225 pounds, left-handed. Very, very good. Going to be probably the number one pick. Top three for sure, as far as the NBA lottery draft. NBA lottery in the draft is concerned. And, oh, Duke, by the way, needed a big man. Just throwing that out there. Duke now probably, if they're not consensus number one, they're number two going into the college basketball season this year, along with Michigan State and Arizona. Those are your top three, I think, going into the 17-18 college basketball year. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Ethical? Not ethical? Should we start fooling around with this? Where does this stop? Where does it start? What are your feelings out there? Give us a call, 319-366-1600, or you can reach us via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600.
Well, Bagley's going to graduate in August. He's obviously ahead academically. He's done the work, apparently.
With three transfers and a lot of online courses. I mean, I've not...
Is that in and of itself suspect?
Well, it just depends.
Why did he transfer? Was it basketball or the family moved around?
Sure, a lot of had to do with basketball. From the Phoenix and California area, out on the West Coast. And obviously, he thinks that he can get into Duke, and Duke thinks he can get into the school. If they're going to bring him in early. Now, like we said, the NCAA is going to go through this with a fine-tooth comb as far as the clearinghouse is concerned. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Other coaches are not really clamoring on the NCAA's door, but just reading about it. They're not real happy, especially ACC coaches, about the fact that that Duke is going to get another blue chipper like this and getting him a year early.
Also visited USC and UCLA.
So he's had this.
Steve Alford had his finger in this thing.
So he's had this in the back of his mind for a while. And there is speculation that a couple reading on CBSSports.com that Mr. Parrish wrote, you know, he's not real sure he's going to get to play next year. That's not 100% certain.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get to play next year, perhaps he goes overseas for a year. Couple other players have done that and then got themselves into the NBA draft, and it's had mixed reviews so far as far as that process is concerned. He's going to play somewhere next year, whether it's at Cameron Indoor Stadium and in the ACC or overseas.
He spent part of this summer playing in what's called the Drew Summer League alongside James Harden and Chris Paul in the All-Star game, that league's All-Star game. Bagley scored 18 points and grabbed 20 rebounds.
But how did he do against the Vicenza All-Stars? 319-366-1600. How would the German All-Stars do in the Drew League? I've never even heard of the league, by the way. But what do you think out there? Is this the way of the future? Should it be stopped in its tracks? I don't know. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Interested to hear what people have to say out there about that situation. And we'll talk with Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit about that, or about baseball, waiver trades, etc. Coming up there. Also in the world of college sports, this one dealing with the world of football. I know this caught your fancy a little bit about what's going on down in Lawrence, Kansas. Of course, it's up to the coach at each individual school if you want to have an open practice or a closed practice. Kansas has opened their practice for short periods of time. Of course, that great football juggernaut that is known as the Kansas Jayhawks. And it kind of backfired on the coach a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, head coach Dan Beatty has opened his practices occasionally for 15 minutes for reporters. And it so happened that in a recent practice at which reporters were allowed, a Lawrence reporter tweeted the fact that one of the top running backs, Denzel Evans, was on crutches. And the head coach said, "That's not why you're here. That's not why I'm opening practices for 15 minutes. He said, "The intent is not to deliver news from our sideline when it comes to injuries from our players."
Then why do you open practice?
This is a simple one for me. If you don't like it, don't open your practices.
True.
If Mark Morehouse would go to a 15-minute open availability at Iowa and see Akram Wadley on crutches, and he didn't tweet something out, I'd lose some respect for Mark Morehouse, or Chad Lystico, or Todd Bromelkamp, or whoever it may be.
That's your job, and you're going to do that.
I don't believe a head coach could put restrictions on what reporters can do either. So if you don't like it, Dan, close practice.
And a lot of coaches do. Kirk Ferentz, for one. It's not a revolving door, I don't think, at any practice. Very few around the country. I'll just say that. Now, it's not necessarily the way that Kirk does it in Iowa City. There are periods, 15 minutes or so, practices, a few, that he will swing the doors open, but... If he wants to keep something secret, he's not going to parade somebody around that's on crutches. Or if he's going to script it so that he knows what he's going to show you. I mean, it's a good show for 15 minutes.
Why isn't Akram Wadley here today, Coach? Well, he's running late on a class. Meanwhile, he's in the training room getting his knee worked on, you know.
That's an example.
It is. Yeah.
That's just an example. Please don't put that out on social networking. So, 319-366-1600 about
that's
that.
That's a simple one for me.
Yeah, I would agree. 21 past the hour of 3 o'clock. If you'd like to weigh in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600.
Maybe not so simple as answering our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Okay, you can buy stock for one Iowa freshman. Who do you invest in? AJ Epenesa or Luca Garza?
Oh!
Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. See you there tomorrow night, by the way.
Ah, very good. You got your plans made already.
I do indeed.
Very good. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a moment. Told you about CBS releasing their NFL announcing teams. The number one team we knew about, that's going to be Jim Nantz. Hello, friends. Alongside the brand new anointed number one, Tony Romo. And the number two for CBS will be the same. Ian Eagle, who I really like, and Dan Fouts, the beard and the bird. Greg Gumbel, Trent Dilfer will be your number three team. Kevin Harlan and Rich Gannon, they're very good as well. They will form the number four. Andrew Catalan with James Lofton, who unfortunately leaves us at Westwood One Will make up the number five team. And then number six, Spiro Dedis, along with Adam Archuleta, who replaces Solomon Wilcots, who left. Tom McCarthy, Steve Berline will be on the number seven team right there. Now, for selected games, including ESPN's Week 1 Monday Night Nightcap, and one game, I believe, it is going to be on September the 24th, Browns-Colts. Beth Mowins, going to be making history. The first woman play-by-play announcer on CBS, when she will partner with Jay Feely for the broadcast of the Browns-Colts. She's also going to be on that Monday Night Football game with Rex Ryan. I hope they have the delay going. They do. And, yeah, that'll be interesting.
If I watch that game, the volume will be on mute.
Not a big Beth Mowins
fan. It's quite a
fan.
Depth chart for CBS.
It is pretty good. Not bad. Not bad, but we shall see how it all plays out. All right, we'll take a break. 3:24, we'll come back. Cal Eldred's going to get set to join us. So stay tuned. More to come on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
It's only 23 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on MediaCom. Call 855-MediaCom to order now.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:26 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. Not right now, but we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to talk some baseball. Cal Eldred set to join us, the former major leaguer, front office man for the Kansas City Royals, joins us on the Tuesday edition of the program throughout the season. And Cal, good afternoon. Will you be reclassifying yourself to try to find some more eligibility, either in baseball or even basketball? You can do some more dunking.
Will I be doing that? I don't. First of all, I don't think the knees could take it. Second of all, I don't think there will be any takers. But I just need to shave off a few years if I'm going to even think about that.
I think we all do. We're all in that same boat a little bit. But well, the rumor mill is flying as far as a waiver trades and things that are going down. You got Verlander out there. Apparently, Marco Estrada's cleared waivers, and then the biggie, Giancarlo Stanton, for the Miami Marlins.
I'll tell you, you and understanding how much money you have to take on is going to be. That's where this is going to go. And that'll be the big question. And with Stanton, with the Marlins Man, I just don't see anybody going there with him unless the Marlins are willing to eat some of that contract. I think the same thing is going to be true about Verlander. I know Houston would love to have Verlander. There's a few other teams that would probably love to have him too, but they're going to want Detroit to eat some of that contract, and I just don't think Detroit wants to do that. But the other, you know, there's some good players out there, Estradas, and obviously we're talking about pitchers, another outfielder, Curtis Granderson, I understand, is also passed through waivers. So there's some good players out there, but what exactly does your team need? And is the team, if you've got a lot of huge dollar signs, is that team that they're coming from, those players are coming from, willing to eat some of that contract?
Why are your teams pitching to Stanton, Kel?
You know, you're asking a guy that gave up three homers in one game to Sammy Sosa. the reality is when those guys, sluggers, especially a guy like Stanton, when they get hot, it's not that tough to pitch around them. But you guys do make mistakes. And he's a guy that he does not have to hit the ball solid because he's so strong. He can still leave. He can still hit a home run. But in that lineup, that's a very good question, Mark. You're going to pitch around that guy when he's hot. Don't pitch to him. Ozuna in that lineup is a guy that's done a lot of damage this year too. So pick a couple guys and stay away from him. But it's a good question. But when he is hot, lots of times it's even pitches that aren't in the strike zone. He's driving out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And speaking of red hot right now, my goodness, where did the Los Angeles Angels come from? If the season ended today, they would be in the playoffs right now at 61-58. Everyone's kind of been poo-pooing them. Mike Trout missed all that time, talking about the fact that they're going to make a managerial change, and all they've been doing is winning a lot. They've won six in a row, and they're in the wild card second position right now.
Well, I know we talked about it earlier in the year, that do we think that, you know, the manager's got to go. And, you know, it's something that when your star is hurt, lots of times that does save your job. But that's the truth. And when you take Trout out of a lineup, even still to this day, you take Pujols out of that lineup, the lineup's not the same. It just is not. Cole, now all of a sudden when Trout's not in the lineup and Pujols may not be quite who he is, then you don't pitch to Cole Calhoun. There's other players in that lineup that you just don't pitch to. Back to Mark's point about why are they pitching to Stanton. But the Angels getting Trout back in that lineup makes everybody a much better hitter, and they're going to score more runs. But I know they've also been getting some very good starting pitching, and that's been a huge key for them, and they've finally been able to put it together. And now you got Mike Socia out there who's thinking, now he's like, see, to everybody, probably actually including myself, that when you get that main guy back in that lineup, it sure changes things.
It's just a crazy wild card race. You've got the Yankees, you know, kind of in control right now, but not really. You've got like eight teams, Cal, within three and a half games of this thing. Granted, if you're Toronto or Texas, you've got to leap a lot of teams, but a five-game winning streak it'll get you right there.
Well, and you've seen the Angels do it. The Twins have done it. The Twins are now tied with Kansas City, and they're half game out. I mean, Mark, did you expect this? Did you even think this was possible?
No, but it's a lot of fun right now, Cal.
Yes, it is. It's fun for you, and it's nerve-wracking for me. it's something that and it is fun. I do enjoy it, but it is nerve-wracking for our staff and for the front office, for the manager, for Ned and for our coaches. That's what they're going through. That's what Paul Molitor and their front office is going through there in Minnesota. Just to get into the playoffs, and you've got that experience. Minnesota, that would be huge for them. But yet, it's also something for Kansas City that, you know, once you get in, you just never know what can happen. And Kansas City took a wild card berth and ended up in the World Series. So. And it is crazy. I know. I think last week I mentioned maybe Baltimore was a team that I thought could squeak in there. They're only two games out, but any of these teams could run off a five, six, seven, 8-game win streak and change the whole complexion of this.
Yeah, it's really interesting because without the wild card situation, the Angels, the Arizona, Colorado might have approached these last 50 days a whole lot differently. But there they are in postseason contention.
Well, and you know, I never, didn't think I'd ever see this happen. But I think to your point, Mark, you think about some of the player moves. We've had a lot of player moves close to the trade deadline and before the trade deadline happened. We're talking about even after the trade deadline, guys going through waivers and those deals that could be done. But I think there's a lot of deals that would have been done and players moving even more if you didn't have this wild card. Arizona and Colorado would be looking to, okay, who maybe we can salary dump here a little bit, but not just salary dump, get more younger players and prospects, or get the right player that to add to the team so that they have a chance to win the division the next year. So it would change us a lot, but I think there's a lot of fans, when you're talking 8 or 9 teams that got a chance to win the wild card, there's a lot of fans spending money to go to the ballpark and watch their team.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Elder joining us on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, 3:34 here on KGYM. This is a big the big 2 weeks in the National League Central. You've got the Cubs playing 10 of their next 13, I believe, against the lowly Phillies and the lowly Reds. They get Toronto in there, but I don't consider Toronto a last-place team because they're only 3.5 out of the wild card at this point, and 57-61, and they've been in the playoffs in the last few years, so they know exactly what's happening there. But for the Cubs to hang on, win the National League Central, you got to think. They probably got to go, what, 8-2, 9-1 against the Reds and also the Phillies?
Well, especially with Milwaukee playing a little better and the Cardinals playing much better. We helped them out by basically handing them a couple games in their 8-game win streak, but I'm gonna tell you, St. Louis is playing better, and you guys know that when you get that rivalry going, just like I got caught watching the Yankees and Boston and stayed up till midnight watching that game go extra innings. It's things do change, and there's a lot of pressure. You just don't know how things are gonna turn out. So in that division, Pittsburgh is only 4.5 games out, guys, and Mark, you know where the Twins were just a few 10, 15 days ago, even in the wild card race. So, and in the American League Central. So this could change drastically. And the Cubs, you're exactly right, Scott. The Cubs have to make some hay against the Phillies and against the Reds. Otherwise, a lot of these games are going to get really, really tight.
Washington got a break in fairly good news with Bryce Harper. I thought it was good news for them, didn't you?
No question. I was with our low A team in Lexington, Kentucky, and when the guys got to the ballpark that day, a lot of the kids were talking about how nasty that looked.
Mm.
It did not look good. And sometimes what you hear in the media may be downplaying this a little bit. We'll see how much, you know, time he's going to miss, whether how effective he's going to be back he is when he gets back. But I'm telling you, they can't lose that guy. That's the Angels losing Mike Trout. And Harper has been banged up a little bit. They just can't lose that guy out of that lineup.
No, I would agree, and boy did that look, I mean, that was frightening when he did it. And of course it brings up again when, you know, with the weather situation and whatnot, do you change the way the bases are made? I mean, so many people have attacked this from so many different ways. You know, I'd like to think it was just a freak thing, but seemingly this is happening more and more with bad weather going on.
Well, and I do like how Dusty Baker and Mike Rizzo and Bryce Harper handled this. They said, that, you know, look, it's just the conditions. It's what we play in. Everybody deals with it. We deal with it all the time. And there really wasn't any finger pointing, but it's tougher. I mean, some of the younger kids, hay ball kids, were joking about a shoe contract that Harper's going to need a different sponsor. But I'm telling you, it is risky, but man, it is just part of the territory.
Cal Elder joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way on 3:38. here on this Tuesday. Dodgers only went 8-2 in their last 10, so
slumping Dodgers.
I guess they're slowing down a little bit. We're being facetious, of course.
Yeah, there's some records that are at risk right now. They're talking about these guys being able to break the Mariners' record of 116 wins. They're not slowing down, guys. They are not. And I actually went in and earlier this week was just thinking, wow. And when I heard that, I thought, okay, who are they playing? What teams are they playing? And the other thing I thought about was looking at it from Arizona and Colorado's aspect of how many times do they have to play them? And both of them have to play them around, seven and 110 more times, because that's going to have a whole lot to do with whether these two teams can hang on to that wild card in the National League. But if the Central keeps sputtering like they have been, I think they're safe. I think you're going to see three playoff teams come out of the West.
If you had to put your money on one team among St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh to give the Cubs a run, which one would it be, and why?
I'm gonna go with the Cardinals. Partly because of just the history, and I would have said this at the beginning of the year. I'm gonna say it again. I think that would be the team I would pick. But you know what, guys? I mean, Milwaukee has been impressive with what they've been able to put on the field and the way they've been competitive. So I'm not going to count them out. But I think if I had to be a betting man, I'd say that the Cardinals are going to push them.
Yep.
Well, there's still a lot of games left between the teams in the National League Central. That's what it's going to come down to. But the point I was making earlier on about the Cubs and playing the Reds and the Phillies over the next 2 weeks or so, I mean, you got to get those games. I mean, you know that. The guys in the clubhouse, I think, realize that as well, don't they?
They really do. You got a team of veteran guys mixed in with a lot of younger guys. But the Cubs have done this the last couple of years. They know what's at stake. They understand that. They see that. They know that the games against their rivals, the Cardinals, can go either way. I think they're realistic in understanding that Milwaukee is the real deal. So the thing that Milwaukee and St. Louis don't do is play defense very well. And the Cubs do that. So if the Cubs take care of the ball and they're starting pitching, I think that's the key for them. They're starting pitching pitches even close to their capabilities. They should win this division and hold off the Cardinals and the Brewers.
Gal, a question for you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line from Ryan. He asks you, when you see a hitter get into a hot streak like Chris Bryant, is that just a product of the game, or could it be a little hitch in the swing that he's been trying to fix that's finally coming around?
I think it 100% is the fact that he is, number one, seeing the ball really well. And these guys, you watch hitters, and you know what, and you guys, I don't know that it's any different when you golf or when you bowl, and you guys know that. I know you guys are excellent master bowlers. So, you know, when you feel it right, when something's going right with your stroke, with your swing, and you're really working on something, when that clicks, and plus when Bryant is seeing the ball, when a hitter sees the ball well, then this is what you get. And it is kind of also a little bit of the product of the game, because you do struggle at times. You feel better at other times. But when they're seeing the ball, when he's seeing the ball really well, plus that mechanical thing that they're working on, that's when you see this kind of a streak happen.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Nash, but we're not revealing any bowling secrets here on the show, okay?
I don't have any bowling secrets.
I find it better just to try to break the pins. That's the entertainment.
Just hit it as hard as you can?
Yes, absolutely.
Right down the middle?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
2235 on the text line, Cal, and I think we addressed this last week. I wanted to know about your son, CJ, and whether you started playing minor league ball.
Yeah, he is going to be a part of our rehab group for a little while longer because of the repair elbow surgery that he had done. Plus, he also had some hardware taken out of his leg. A lot of people probably don't know, he had a surgery his junior year in high school to fix a subluxing kneecap, and then also then followed that up 11 months later with a tib-fib fracture. So he had all that hardware taken out of his leg also. So what his plan is right now is continue to rehab. He's going to be up to about 90 feet here throwing pretty soon. He's telling me he feels great. I'll be down there on Friday to check him out and see if he's actually telling me the truth. And I'll see all our rehab guys down there in our AZL rookie league team. But he will probably not end up in any games, maybe an instructional league game or two later on in October. But that's the plan. Kid's got a lot of work to do yet.
And best news of the whole week was to see Chad Bettis come back for the Colorado Rockies, too.
Absolutely. You know, life still happens. And playing the game is the reality for the players in professional baseball. But life happens, and things and your health can be taken away from you, whether it's Bryce Harper slipping on a bag or having something, having cancer. And this is the real deal, and he dealt with it, and he's going to deal with that for the rest of his life. But it's pretty awesome when you can see people beating it.
Yeah, it really is. And best to him. Best to him out there. Are you around, or are you out and about right now with the Royals?
Well, I am actually just got – I got home yesterday, got in the car, went up and watched my other son Luke pitch in Eau Claire, and they ended up losing their – it was the first round of the playoffs. They lost last night, so his summer ball season is over with. He gets to be home for 3 days and head down to school, down to Dallas. But I'm home for a couple days, and then it's heading back out because we don't have much of that minor league season left.
Hey, Cal, Iowa, representing Team USA, as you know, is going to be in the World University Games opening play August 20th against Mexico. How beneficial is this for the program, or could it turn into an awfully long season?
Well, I think it depends on what Coach Heller and his staff do down there. I think they're going to have to really evaluate their players and see how much energy they do have left. What time they need to give off both to the position players and especially to the pitchers. I think it's a great experience. The tough thing is they're going to have to make the right moves and giving guys enough time off coming up here, because it's all about what happens in the spring, fellas. Yeah. And we know that that's what college baseball is about, and it's being smart and knowing. For them, they've got to be smart, knowing how much time to give them off here in the fall and the winter.
Yeah, well, Luke will be there 3 days. That's enough to drop off all the laundry and get that done on his way to Texas, right?
Yeah, we'll load him up, send him out, and that way at least the school will have to feed that kid. I've only got him for 3 days.
Very good, very good. All right, Cal, enjoy it, and we'll talk some more baseball next week.
That sounds great.
Cal Elder joins us on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And going from La Crosse to Mount Vernon, got to get some food and laundry detergent.
Should we give Cal's top five?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think we could probably figure it out pretty
easily. We messed that up, didn't we?
No, that's all right.
I probably messed that up more than you did. You should have thrown some at me. What happened?
You better reclassify yourself.
I am. I am reclassifying myself backwards now. I'm going back to eighth grade remedial.
Just figure the Dodgers are number one, right?
Dodgers okay. are number one. We know that.
Perhaps the number two, Houston Astros, leading today in the only afternoon game in Major League Baseball. And right now in the fourth inning, the Astros ahead of Arizona 7-0 among the games tonight. Game one of a big series in the American League Central. The Twins entertaining the Cleveland Indians. Ageless Bartolo Colon on the hill, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM.
Yeah. Boy, can't wait. How bad is it going to be with the Dodgers and White Sox coming up? It's going to be awful. Oh, my goodness. That's just... That's not right. That's just not right.
Yeah.
It is just fodder for the Dodgers.
It's not the Dodgers' fault the Sox are bad.
True. True.
Much like, you know, the people whining about the Cubs get to play the Reds. Well, Cubs not.
Gotta
not the Cubs'
them.
Problem.
By the way, the Central, Cubs and the Pirates will meet seven more times. Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers will meet seven more times. Cubs and the Cardinals will meet six more times. So, and the Pirates are still in it, mathematically.
And the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Brewers also get to play the Reds, don't they?
That's true. Cardinals and the Pirates will play this weekend, and we'll have the game on Saturday, and that will be at 2 o'clock. And then they will play on Sunday night at 5 o'clock, Sunday evening. The pregame will start. That's going to be in Williamsport. That's the Williamsport game this year. Will be the Cardinals and the Pirates on Sunday.
Speaking of the Reds, Scott Schebler, the Cedar Rapids Prairie product, has been on the disabled list for a few days now. He's scheduled back perhaps this weekend. He's recovering from shoulder surgery, and he's starting a rehab assignment, I believe, tonight.
All right. Best of luck to him as he gets going again with that. By the way, tonight, Indians Twins. We'll have it at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, KGYM, and it will be Bartolo Colon against Danny Salazar coming up tonight. All right, we'll take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win our prize pack from Dr. Pepper, which includes some terrific ice-cold, delicious, refreshing Dr. Pepper, either a 24-pack of regular or a 24-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, plus some KGYM swag, some Dr. Pepper swag as well. Caller number six right now, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up our Tuesday Dr. Pepper prize pack. If you have been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SC was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone wants the original. The authentic. And with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the iconic luxury, unparalleled safety, and performance of Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. But just remember, only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. And only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Congrats to Scott and Muscatine. He is going to take home our Dr. Pepper prize pack and make a day of it here in Cedar Rapids. Maybe he knows Joel.
Yeah.
He might know Joel in Muscatine. We'll ask him if we see him up here. So congratulations to Scott out there as he picks up our Dr. Pepper prize pack. We'll have another one coming up tomorrow and the rest of the week. Also, speaking of the rest of the week, on Thursday night, it's going to be the first ever Gazette KGYM in conjunction with the Gazette KGYM also helping out with the high school football kickoff this Thursday night at Kingston. That will begin at 6 o'clock on the track over at Kingston Stadium. And it'll go until 8 o'clock, coaches roundtable. We can talk football, talk with the guys that cover football. Myself, John Hegarty, Jeff Johnson, Jeff Linder, KJ Pilcher, and Doug Miles also are going to be out there. So we want to remind you to hear from the coaches and join us out there for food and games, whatnot, this Thursday night, August the 17th at Kingston Stadium from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock.
I got a text earlier. Someone wanted to know if you do any preparation before the football season.
Absolutely.
Or do you just show up?
No. You got to do a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
Even for the, and we're going to have our Coach's Corner high school football previews continuing this Saturday at 9. You go back, you take a look at stats from last year. You go back, you take a look at who's returning, who's not returning. Younger grades, how they did. Although I don't put a lot of emphasis on that. But you know if there are good, talented people in the sophomore class, in the freshman class, whatever the case may be. And, yeah, it's a never-ending process. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep track of it on social media and whatnot.
Yeah.
And same thing with basketball. You never really are away from the season. They might not be playing, but you're always at least following it. Hopefully that's a good answer.
Yeah. A tailgate tour will commence August 31st on the campus of Jefferson High School. That's a Thursday. Our first three stops on the tailgate tour will be Jefferson, Kennedy, and Washington. That's all on Thursdays because it's a half day.
On Fridays.
On Fridays, yeah.
However it works out. And no reclassifying, though, that we've heard of anywhere in eastern Iowa. So that would be...
And you'll be able to find out information on our website, kgymradio.com, in terms of our schedule and our sponsors and whatnot.
By the way, we are going to have for you, if you come, and we encourage you to do so on Thursday night out at Kingston Stadium for the high school football kickoff with the Gazette and us at KGYM, we are going to be giving out our high school football schedules on a magnet that you can just slap on your refrigerator or wherever. And we're going to have those available on Thursday. I'm looking forward to giving those away.
You save one for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you one. Poll question one more time at kgymradio.com. Brought to you by Emil Sideway and First Avenue Southeast.
Indeed, if you can buy stock for one Iowa freshman, who do you invest in? Would it be Luca Garza or A.J. Epinesa? Right now, folks like Garza a lot.
Ah. Well, because he's been in the news more.
Right.
Four wins against all-star teams is very impressive. A.J. Epinesa had Kids Day, and he was very disruptive on Saturday down at Kenick Stadium. And I think if we ask that question again, probably in a month and a half, I think it'd be A.J. Epinesa. But then as you get to November, I think it'd probably be Luca Garza.
Right now it's 60% Garza, 40% Epinesa. I'd like to do a parlay myself.
I think they're both going to be pretty darn good. Pretty darn good about that. So looking forward to the season. We're going to talk some football over the next week or so and going to have some good things to discuss. Also, I should mention tomorrow, our final Caddy Smack of the year. So if you have a golf question, be sure to get it in tomorrow to the panel, but especially to Brian Haas, who will join us here in studio. And looking forward to talking with Brian. Rick Swan will join us from Rob FM, and then you and I as well. It's not the end of the golf season by any means, but
right.
It's the end of our Caddy Smack season. Had a good one again this year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate all the interaction, the guests and whatnot. And with Zach Johnson on the PGA Tour, there's always something to talk about in regards to him. But there's been quite a youth movement on the PGA Tour in terms of young winners, and Justin Thomas joined the circle this past weekend.
We'll ask Brian how you hit that shot John Rahm did on Sunday.
Looking
the other way. I don't know. I probably would have hurt somebody if I tried to do that. All right, it's going to wrap things up. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next on KGYM. Thank you very much for stopping by. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
With the AutoZone Rewards Program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited.